Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Acting Leader of the House, I move that the amendments to the standing orders be adopted.
When the House resumed after the dinner break on Wednesday night, Assistant Speaker Eric Roy called on Senior National MP Judith Collins to introduce Government Notice of Motion No. 3 on behalf of her colleague, Acting Leader of the House, Simon Power. The Notice of Motion would see the House adopt a number of amendments to the standing orders which govern procedure and protocol in the House. Ms. Collins welcomed provisions that would allow for House sitting periods to be extended to Wednesday and Thursday mornings.
I've become very conscious of the availability of House time for government business, particularly this year. Due to the election and Rugby World Cup, there were only 23 sitting weeks scheduled compared to 29 and 31 in 2009 and 2010 respectively. So from that perspective, I'm very supportive of the committee's recommendations to allow the government to obtain extra hours of House time by moving that sitting be extended to a Wednesday or Thursday morning, or by agreement of the Business Committee to a Thursday evening and Friday morning. Although this would not remove the need for urgency from time to time, it does provide a pressure valve for an order paper groaning under the weight of a busy government's agenda.
And while Labor's Trevor Mallard was generally supportive of changes to the standing orders, he took issue with some parliamentary practices that hadn't been addressed in the review.
I am concerned at the growing habit in the House of considering the recess weeks in which select committees do not sit. It was certainly the intention, I think, of governments, previous governments, where there was a two-week recess, to have at least one of those weeks where the Wednesday and Thursday would be taking up for select committee business. It would give the select committees the ability to travel more often, to go to where people were, to listen to their concerns, and that way to make the Parliament more accessible and the committee select committee process more acceptable to people around the country. Now, I think that I don't subscribe to the group who think that most members of Parliament go on holiday for 2 weeks. But, Mr. Speaker, I think we do need to get the balance between our electorates and the select committee responsibilities. And in my opinion, having select committees sit as often as they do while Parliament is sitting, but having members not do select committee duties during the recess periods is a step backwards, and I hope that it can be looked at going forward.
Mr. Mallard also said that the extended sitting hours was a change that would favour the government of the day.
People who look carefully at this report will see it is one which very slightly tips in favour of the government, the running of the Parliament, but provides some safeguards to that. And I think those of us that, that have been involved on both sides of the House think that that is something which could be useful going forward.
Meanwhile, Green Party MP Kennedy Graham said his party was disappointed that the wording of the parliamentary oath had not been changed.
Mr. Speaker, the Greens were pleased that a majority of the committee recorded the view that, in the course of the 50th Parliament, the wording of the oath or affirmation should be subject to a review. We all have total recall of the difficulties some members face in taking the oath in its current form. It is, of course, important that members take the oath in the precise form that the law requires. The Green Party believes, however, that the oath needs revision to reflect the broader society that New Zealand has become and the richer understanding of our historical roots that we have acquired in recent years. Let us at least review the oath in the course of the next year.
Mr. Graham also called for changes to the parliamentary prayer.
In the Greens' view, the Speaker could constructively convene a panel of recognised authorities to consider ways in which the prayer could be broadened to reflect the multicultural society that New Zealand has become. Who could oppose that? The Christians among us would scarcely be disadvantaged. They have nothing to fear. This is not the Middle Ages. We can acknowledge our common spirituality without renouncing our religious convictions. To do otherwise is to demean ourselves.
Green Party MP Kennedy Graham speaking on the Government Notice of Motion relating to the adoption of amendments to the standing orders, which was later passed on a voice vote. The House then moved into committee for the Road User Charges Bill. Debate on that bill was interrupted when the House rose shortly before 10 p.m. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.